Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, we have four episodes coming out this week. I am not going to lie. I mean, you know, but we did not have any episodes come out last week because I don't know if I am in the midst of perimenopause. But let me tell you guys, like, the period that I had last week, it is only women that listen to the show, by the way, I think, was crazy. It was like I was so exhausted. I always go through like 3 days before of like, am I depressed? Do I hate my life? What is it? Nope. I had my period. I cried a lot on like the Friday night before this. So like a week and a half ago, have the sweet heat launch happening. A lot of stuff is happening and I am excited to share all of the content that I have with you and, to get back to it. And I have been getting some questions around, because I'm launching Sweet Heat right now, which closes enrollment this week. I've been getting a lot of questions about nutrition when it comes to Sweet Heat, also because I'm offering a one-time macro count. So if you want to get Sweet Heat, which is my 8-week strength training progressive overload program, it is open until the end of this week. And for the first time ever, I am doing a one-time macro count. And this is essentially where you will get starting numbers and from me when it comes to your nutrition. So you know exactly what to eat. You'll get a calorie level. You will get macro goals, even though you will do okay if you just track flexibly your calories and your protein. And then I also give minimums for carbs. You'll also be getting PDFs that sort of guide you through that process. And I am offering this because I want to make sure that you get the most out of the program, and 70% of your results are dictated by your nutrition. This is why so many of us don't see results with our workouts. And because I'm offering the macro count, a lot of people were asking, okay, if I do the macro count, how do I know which numbers to start at? How do I know whether I should eat in maintenance or start with a deficit or do a bulk? And this is a really good question. And that's what I wanted to do today's episode on, because so much of this has to do with, I really want to make it simple because we could go down rabbit holes and like, I think you'd still be confused. And I think the easiest way to think about this is your training age. And I'm going to link an episode in the show notes where I talked about how long it takes to see results. And I also link my calorie deficit episode where I talk about nutritional periodization and all of that. So I do believe in nutritional periodization and going through different cycles with your nutrition so that you can maximize your results. But it's still like, where do I start? So the first thing I want you to think of is your training age. How long have you been training? And even deeper, have you actually been intense with your training? So if you are somebody who has worked out for years, but you haven't put in, like you've put in like kind of lackluster effort, then it might be beneficial. Like you could still gain muscle in a deficit if you ate enough protein, which minimum 100 grams, you ate enough carbs, and which is minimum, I would say 130 grams of carbohydrates, making sure that you include a couple servings of starches too. And just sort of making sure that you are eating as much as you can in a deficit in order to still lose weight, but still obviously keeping hunger at bay and all of that. So if you have been training for a long time, but you don't know what it's like to train intensely, then I would say that it's okay to start in a deficit if you want to. or if you're new to training at all, or if you're coming back from training. So if training intensely, which is what I always suggest, so meaning really trying to go hard with the weights. Now, if you're just starting, then maybe don't go super intense. Just try to get a feel for the form and a feel for the weights. Like if you've never strength trained before, I don't want you to injure yourself or anything. But we do want to be able to add intensity as time goes on. I'd rather you get consistent first, but you can absolutely do a deficit if you, like I said, eat protein, eat enough food, and train intensely, and you will still gain muscle during that time if you are new to training or new to training intensely. If you have been training for a long, and your goal is weight loss. Now, if you've been training for a longer time and you have, you know, let's say like you have been training intensely and you haven't been seeing the results that you want and you're starting sweet heat, then I would say to start eating at maintenance. And the reason that we want to do that is because one, you want to make sure that you have enough food to build muscle. So if you haven't built muscle thus far, you probably haven't been eating enough. And the way that I would start this is by tracking your food for a while, seeing where you maintain, and then just like ride that for a while. Not many people talk about it, but maintenance phases are actually required for, I mean, just being a human and for your mental health. Like you can't live in a deficit, you know? So I think it's actually a really good practice to get into maintenance and to live there for a while and to build muscle to try to build your muscle with sufficient food. So again, if you've been in a deficit and training hard or at what you think is your maintenance, or you're at really low calories, then I would bump yourself up to maintenance, which you could do immediately, or you could do by doing like 100 extra calories a week until you get to your maintenance, which your maintenance is just the intake, trying to eat as much as you can without gaining weight. Then you will be, that would be a better option for you. Now, if you've been eating at maintenance for a while and haven't put on tissue, and the other indicator there is you haven't gotten stronger. So you haven't increased your weights. You don't feel like you're tighter. You don't feel like you have the muscle tissue. Then I would suggest going into a bulk for 8 weeks while you do sweet heat. A bulk is just 10 to 15% of calories over. So I think a lot of people think like, oh, a bulk is just like me eating whatever I want. No, you still have to practice restraint and be mindful. But I would absolutely suggest if you have been in maintenance for a while and training hard, that is really, really important. You really have to be honest with yourself here. Am I actually training enough, with enough stimulus to elicit the change, elicit my body changing for my body and my central nervous system to send the anabolic signal to build muscle? Have I done that? So this is sort of like one of those like graphs of like, you know, you start here and then go right or left. And then from there, go right or left, you know? So I want you to just think about that and think about like, and be honest with yourself about your training intensity, your training age, and how much you're eating. So again, if you have been eating at maintenance for a while, no gains in strength or size of your muscles, then I would suggest perhaps eating in a bulk for 8 weeks, which can be absolutely beneficial. So if I just give a quick example here before I wrap this up, this is going to be a short episode because I want you guys to have this question answered. When I lost weight last summer and I got down to a really low weight, a weight that I hadn't been in a really long time, I have put on, like I said, about 8 pounds over 9 months deliberately and also like fun. And like the way that I looked last summer, I didn't think that I had that muscle underneath. Like I could feel it, but I thought that I had to continue building in order to have that look. Sometimes we just need to reduce our fat and we'll be surprised to see how much muscle we actually do have underneath. In which case a deficit is required, you know? So like, for example, right now I don't look, because I've put on a few pounds, I don't look like as, let's say, sculpted, toned, whatever you want to call it, right? These are words that are used and I use them because like you understand what I mean when I say those words. I don't look as muscular right now because I have a, of more fat on my body right now because of the weight gain. Because when we do a bulk, you will not just gain muscle, you will gain a little bit of fat, and it just like is what it is. So now when I continue reducing my body fat, I will have more muscle than last year because I spent a prolonged period of time in maintenance and in a bulk and just like enjoying myself and sort of just like being a little bit more loose deliberately and really owning that process. And I will be surprised probably to see how much muscle I already have. So remember that it's not so much sometimes about like building. You have to go through phases too, where you take off that body fat again, if you want that look, if you're interested in that. So again, just a quick thing to keep in mind. I hope this answers your question. As your training age increases, you will have to likely do a bulk. And you will have to likely eat more in order to gain that tissue, because as your training age increases, it's harder to gain muscle as the years go on. Like, and also like you can only progressive overload so much. Like, so if you're bench pressing 30 pounds this week, 30 pound dumbbells, you're not going to like to get to like 150. I mean, maybe if like it becomes your job, but like you just learn to supply with food and to bring a little bit more intensity to your lifts. And this is like a lifelong sort of day by day, lift by lift process, you know? So I would say increase your intensity, increase your weights, lift heavier, be honest with yourself about the intensity. You can gain muscle in a deficit if you're new to training or you're new to certain levels of intensity. The best way to know this is to implement and observe. Implement, observe, see what happens and go from there. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for all of you that have bought Sweet Heat, Boss and Body, the Macro Count. Got a lot of really good stuff coming for you this week. And as always, I'm so grateful for you listening and I'm sending you a ton of love. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram, where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.